Pope secretly met Kentucky clerk over gay marriage licenses. The Kentucky clerk, who went to jail for defying a federal court's orders to issue same-sex marriage licenses, says she met briefly with the Pope during his historic visit to the United States. The Vatican spokesman, the Reverend Federico Lombardi, didn't deny the encounter took place, but said Wednesday in Rome that he had no comment on the topic and that there would be no further statement. This was unusual for the Vatican, which normally issues either denials or confirmations. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis and her husband Joe met privately with Pope Francis Thursday afternoon at the Vatican Embassy in Washington, D.C., for less than 15 minutes, said her lawyer, Matt Staver. It was really very humbling to even think that he would want to meet me or know me, Davis said in an interview with ABC. Davis, an apostolic Christian, spent 5 days in jail earlier this month for defying a federal court order to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Staver told CBS News that the Pope asked Davis to see him in Washington last week. The Pope reached out his hand, Staver said. He asked Kim Davis to pray for him. She also asked that he pray for her. Davis did not mention the meeting when she spoke to CBS News the next day. According to Staver, she did not want to disclose the meeting until now to avoid interfering with the Pope's broader message during his visit. In a telephone interview with the Associated Press late Tuesday, Staver would not say who initiated the meeting with the Pope or how it came to be, though he did say that the Vatican officials had inquired about Davis' situation while she was in jail. He declined to name them. He told me before he left, he said, "Stay strong." That was a great encouragement, Davis said of the Pope during the ABC interview. Just knowing that the Pope is on track with what we're doing and agreeing, you know, it kind of validates everything. Davis was in Washington for the Values Voters Summit, where the Family Research Council, which opposes same-sex marriage, presented her with an award for defying the federal judge. While in Washington, the longtime Democrat said she was switching to the Republican Party because she felt abandoned by Democrats in her fight against same-sex marriage. Pope Francis did not focus on the diverse debate over same-sex marriage during his visit last week. As he left the country, he told reporters who inquired that he did not know Davis's case in detail, but he defended conscientious objection as a human right. It is a right, and if a person does not allow others to be a conscientious objector, he denies a right, Francis said.